Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill Leffin. It's Wendy Snyder. Every other Wednesday, Dane Neal comes by and we talk about things mostly food-related, not 100% food-related, but he's here today. You know Dane is the host of On the Road with Dane Neal and a frequent partner of mine on days that Wendy cannot come in for some reason. Dane is always nice enough to come in. Hi, Dane.
I do the best Wendy imitation.
Yep, no one knows it. There's some days sometimes, I don't even know. I'm in the room. I look over.
Sometimes, oh, does Wendy have a cold? Well, who knows, right? We
don't know. You guys, I am a girl, okay?
Yeah,
do
we
you
know.
Forget that?
No, we saw your memo.
Mamo.
What's up, Dane?
Oh my gosh. What is up is we are in the middle. We talk about Chicago all the time as kind of, you know, one of those great food cities, maybe the greatest food city. These guys would be some of the biggest cheerleaders for it. But this is the weekend where Chicago, I'll contend, is the epicenter of the food world at an event that started out, you know, as you didn't know what it was going to be, right? You didn't know if you were going to be able to take that place. And 10, 11 years later, now you have really what I'll say is one of the crown jewels as far as food events around the country, Chicago Gourmet.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And in studio, we're all going to be adding into some of the events and things. Sam Toya, he is the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association, the guiding, driving force behind the whole thing. Serafin Alvarado, we've talked to a lot of chefs, you guys know, over the years.
Yeah.
But Serafin is a master sommelier. He's for Southern Glazer. He is the main guy there when it comes to all of the wine, spirits, the liquid portion of Chicago Gourmet. Serafin is here with us as well. And
hi, guys.
Hey. Welcome to the show. Sam, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
What Dane said is true. This is a huge weekend for all of us.
Oh, Chicago Gourmet is the premier food and wine show here in Chicago. I don't care what they say on South Beach or Pebble Beach. We have the best food and wine show in Chicago, Millennium Park, fourth weekend, every September, our 12th year.
He'll fight you.
No, I know. That's I've seen him get into a scuffle.
His certain brand of aggressive enthusiasm, I think, is really important.
Sam, what makes it so darn good?
Well, we have over 250 chefs that participate. We have, you know, some of the greatest chefs like Rick Bayless, Stephanie Iser, Joe Flom, Art Smith, Lorena Garcia, to name a few. So we have great talent. We have talent that comes in like Andrew Zimmern. You know, so we just got some great chefs there, great talent. We have some great wines from Southern Glazer Wines and Spirits. That's our presenting sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to taste great food and taste great wines and some great spirits and some beers, come to Chicago Gourmet.
Some of the best personalities, and Sam mentioned some of those. And I don't think any brighter as far as great Chicago chefs, legends, right, and ambassadors. And it isn't just the events that we think of as the traditional, whether it's the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, Chicago Gourmet Big Fest. They've built so many cool events that are sort of satellite deals. One is the Chili Cook-Off. Jimmy Banos is a big part of it. See you on the line with
us. Yes. Hey, Jimmy.
Jimmy, welcome.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
We're all hungry. Just hearing your voice makes us hungry.
I got to tell you, so am I. This Starbucks egg sandwich is not doing it for me. First of all, Sam Toya is the best. Him and Mary Kay are the spearhead of this event, and they are just tremendous.
Jimmy, back at you. It's all about teamwork, and we have the best culinary team right here in the culinary capital of Chicago.
Yeah.
We are the best culinary capital, and we blow New York away. Forget about it. It's not even a thought.
Raise the white flag, New York. You don't stand a chance.
Jimmy, you know, we all know about it, and you've been a part of it since the beginning, all the great stuff that happens down there in Millennium Park, but building in these extra events, you know, oftentimes those main things get sold out, and to kind of be more things to more people, the Chili Cook-Off, you're going to be a big part of that coming up.
Oh, this is exciting. Sarah asked me, and I said, this is a fantastic idea, and she's got some really good chefs, Abe Conlon from Fat Rice, Diana Davila from Mia Takaya, Carlos Gayatan, Cedric Hardin, Kevin Hickey from Duck Inn. Kevin Hickey's been throwing a little barbs at us already, so it's like, oh my God, it's like, come on, Kevin. And he thinks he's going to take it all, but it's going to be fun. You know, I think it's from 8 o'clock at night till 11. So, and then we have some firefighters joining us too. And actually, oh, that's right, my sonny boy's coming too. He's we're going to be against each other, so I'm not worried about that. I got him. I taught him how to make chili, so it's no problem.
Jimmy, it's a rivalry, but it's a friendly rivalry, agreed?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, I'm going to say that I'm definitely going to win anyway.
Yeah, sure.
Texas chili.
No question about it, Jimmy. You're going to win. I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones.
Hey, Jimmy, before the end of the segment, we're going to have two tickets for listeners to go to the chili cook-off. So, but as far as kind of the ground rules for it, because chili can be interpreted in a bunch of different ways. Is your chili going to have sort of a gumbo flair to it, or are you going to go traditional chili? Or you don't want to tell?
No, I'm doing traditional Texas chili, no beans, no tomatoes, and I usually put pork in mine, but of course the Beef Council is sponsoring this, so no pork. I think a lot of people will do a lot of different renditions of it, and that's the fun of it all, because you're going to get, I'm sure some people are going to put seafood in it, some people are going to do something totally different, so it's going to be... It'll be pretty interesting to see what happens.
Jimmy, before we let you go and go to break, we're going to have Sarah coming on with us to talk a little bit about it in the past. But your perspective as, you know, a longtime Chicago guy from decades ago to now, where Chicago is truly recognized as one of those culinary capitals. Talk a little bit about Chicago Gourmet, just your thoughts on how it has kind of just emerged and developed into one of these kind of really signature events for the whole country.
You know, it really is truly a premier event in the country, and it's just a great event. You know, it brings unbelievable amount of chefs. The beverage world comes together, and it's just really a fun day. Even if it rains a little bit, because hey, Sam, we've been through more different storms and this and that, and we have. You guys pull it together, you know, and it's really a good event. Everybody has fun. You almost wish it was longer. I think that's why they did the nighttime event also too. You know, I enjoy it when it's like 5 o'clock comes around 5:30. It's like, oh come on, I want another 5 hours of this. You know, and it's just exciting. It's a great time of year. I love doing this.
Chicago Gourmet again will be held Tuesday, September the 24th through Sunday, September the 29th at Millennium Park. I don't know how they how the price structure is. Do you just show up?
Sam, for the different events to get tickets, where can they go?
Yes, you could. Well, we still have tickets available for Sunday, and you go to chicagogourmet.org. Again, mm-hmm. chicagogourmet.org, and you can purchase tickets for. We still have Sunday events. Obviously, we got the big chili event. We have Rise and Shine. That's on Sunday morning. We have tickets for that as well. Mm-hmm. So, big chili event is on Saturday night. Tickets available. Sunday tickets are still available. chicagogourmet.org.
Thanks, Sam. Jimmy, great to talk
to you.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Thanks, Sam. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
We'll see you soon. Thanks, Jimmy.
That's Jimmy Banos. All right, we'll take a quick break and then more discussion. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
China.
How hopeful, Wendy. That was so hopeful.
What do you want from me?
Dane Neal's here, everybody. Dane Neal's here, and we're talking about food, most notably the big event happening this week, Chicago Gourmet, which is being held at Millennium Park Tuesday through Sunday. You want to go to chicagogourmet.org for more information.
I don't know if Wendy sounded... She sounded sort of resigned to
the fate. Did you get a little bit of that?
Yeah. Well, people are going to Chicago Gourmet resigned to a fate of some great food and amazing wines, and this is exciting to have Master Sommelier Serafin Alvarado in studio with. We talked, to and about a lot of chefs and all the food, and it's all great, but on the wine side, it is world class. Serafin, talk a little bit about not only the wines that are going to be there, but also some of those educational seminars and different programs where people can learn more too.
Absolutely, Dane. So one of the greatest pleasures I've had in my career is to be part of Chicago Mason's year one, and through Southern Glazer's Wine Spirits, the presenting sponsor. I've been involved with the festival and seen how it has evolved and grown since then, and my involvement has been with the wines themselves, but also the seminars. So this festival allows to bring some of the top premier wine professionals in the country. So people like Fred Dame, people like local like Alpana Singh, Joe Spellman, Kathy Morgan from New York. So through our network, in terms of Master Sommeliers and people that work within the network of Southern Glazer Wine Spirits, we bring some of the top educators and top connoisseurs. And it's fascinating. So we have this seminar program that runs in the core room, which I always have said that is the best kept secret of the festival.
Not anymore.
Because you have access to these seminars, 45 minutes, 6 wines, top of the line wines. And it's a quick and easy in and out, and really provides you a great, great experience along with what's happening in the lawn, which is fascinating as well, because the lawn, you have access to all these amazing wines, which I suggest you have to create a strategy, because there's so many wines, you can be overwhelmed. So what I suggest is basically have a strategy. Well, I'm going to focus on one grape variety. It can be on Chardonnays. It can be a Sauvignon Blanc. It can be a Riesling. Wow. Or a Pinot Noir or something of that sort. Because it's very difficult to just cover everything in a one-day setting. So that's a good way to do it, reds or whites or something along those lines. But it's just fascinating. Then we have the Grand Cru event, which is a brilliant idea. It's an extra ticket. Once you're in the park, it's an extra ticket, but allows you to taste the best of the best. And that's something that I also heavily involve in terms of procuring all these wines with our suppliers and just showcasing top, but extremely top-of-the-line wines along that two-hour session. And it's just fascinating.
Well, you hear the excitement in your voice, and it's one of those things where you think you want to add and include as much as you can, have people kind of do it in sort of segments, right, so it can be manageable as far as the education. But for the listeners out there that don't necessarily, it's a lot of wine. How many different wines or wineries or varieties are represented? Also on the spirit side, how many different expressions and brands are represented? There's a lot to do on the drink side.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, from wine perspective, there's around 500 different.
Yikes.
Yeah, jeez.
And producers all around.
That's fantastic.
And it's, again, it's the best of the best. And, yeah, and the excitement and the people who are pouring the wines there are people that are involved with these wineries. And so the level of excitement and engagement with the attendees, you can stop by, talk to them, ask questions, and they're very, very helpful in terms of providing guidelines along those lines. So really cool. The other thing I really enjoy very much is that the theme aspect of how Chicago Made in the last few years, yep, have focused on a particular themes. And this year, it's a light camera.
Lights, camera, napkins.
So it's all entertainment, all the aspect of theater, music, and all that stuff. And I have a musical background.
Oh, you do? Is that?
I'm a bass player.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
So I did a music scholarship back in the day and put that aside to pursue my master sommelier. And then recently, I'd kind of gone back into it. And I have a band called The Rack and the Riddler, which is all.
Are you going to be?
We're performing.
Oh, wow.
That's the whole point. I'm bringing it up. We'll be on Sunday.
Performing. How fun is that?
Yeah, really cool. So we bring a little bit of that entertainment aspect. It goes along with the theme of that entertainment and music. And
I love the way that they build in the themes. And Sam, what are some of the other kind of themed elements that you're building into it? Not necessarily events, but just kind of things that kind of give it that extra sort of Hollywood style.
Well, at the Grand Cru, you know, we're going to have a lot of kind of theater stuff. We're going to have like music and stuff like that. So it's all tied into like theater. So Grand Cru, the whole theme, like I was saying, it's light, cameras, napkins. So
excellent.
You'll see it all throughout the weekend.
And when it comes to big stars, one of the biggest stars we have here in Chicago from Monteverde, James Beard Award winner. You've seen her on Top Chef, on Iron Chef, and of course, you'll see her front and center hosting the Chili Cook-Off. It's the one and only Chef Sarah Gruenberg. Welcome to the show.
Hi there.
So, hi, Sarah.
So Sarah,
hey, Chef, how are you?
You know, Chili is thought of as not necessarily super fine dining, but you're going to put your spin out. You're kind of wrangle all of these great food personalities. Talk about the cook-off.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be so fun. Well, I'm originally from Texas, so I know a good thing about chili. And I say no beans, but, you know, to each the chefs their own. I think that the fun part of chili is it really is a big melting pot of flavors. You can layer in. I've seen chilies used that are vegetarian, all different kinds of proteins. I'm super excited to see what these chefs are going to come up with.
I always thought you had to put beans in chili because my mom made it when I was growing up, and it was always the light red kidney beans. And I don't really even like them, so I didn't really realize you didn't have to put them in there.
Well, that's the Midwestern style of chili, but it's a joke amongst chefs. Are you putting beans in your chili? So,
yeah, that's good to know. Well, yeah, are there going to be other styles that you know are going to be represented? I don't know if you've gotten sort of the cheat sheet of what people are going to be bringing, but is there going to be like a white chili or maybe some, like a chicken chili can be really good too? Are there rules for how people are going to compete?
There are no rules, and we are looking to see what these chefs can do. And, you know, we have a great variety of chefs, and we even have a few firehouses competing in the cook-off. And I'm excited to see what their chili tastes like. I'm sure they know. In feeding hungry firefighters, they know exactly what to put in the chili to make it craveable and delicious.
How about it? They do know the chili recipe over at the firehouses.
Well, Sarah, we're going to be giving away two tickets to listeners for the Chili Cook-Off. Is it possible, as we let you go, and of course people can see you over at Monteverde all the time, is that if maybe you'll taste something this weekend that may make it on the menu over there?
Maybe. You never know. Little Chili Mac coming your way.
Oh, there's the secret. Sarah, thanks so much. Appreciate your involvement.
Thanks, Chef.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Appreciate it.
I went to ChicagoGourmet.org, and you can click on purchase tickets, and I noticed Saturday is sold out. But there are so many different price points and different things going on. ChicagoGourmet.org.
There's something for everyone. Go to ChicagoGourmet.org.
So how do we give away the tickets for the Chili Cook-Off?
Wendy, what do you think? Caller number 12. Caller number 12 right now at 312-981-7200. We'll win that pair of tickets. Caller 12.
So we're waiting, ChicagoGourmet.org. So when did you guys decide to build the yoga in? And has that been well received, or is it just kind of a lonely,
it's
open
every
field?
Every year, more and more people go. You know, what's the best way to work off some calories after you were at Chicago Gourmet on Saturday? Come to Rise and Shine Gourmet and work out a little bit. Do some yoga and sweat a little bit.
Can you have a mimosa?
Heck
before?
Yeah.
All
what
right.
do you think?
It's all about, you know, all right, just checking.
Ooh, wine and spirits.
Just checking. What about a Bloody Mary in
Absolutely.
Yoga?
Absolutely. Right. The best in the city.
Awesome.
All right. An IV of Jack Daniels. Is that where you draw the line? Where's the line, Sam?
If you want it, I'll get it for you. I'm here to host.
Sam's like, no problem.
No problem.
We can say hello very quickly to the winner. Jane, where are you calling from?
Oakland.
You are going to
the Chili Cook-Off on the Harris Rooftop. And I think it's Saturday night, right?
Yes, it's Saturday night, 8 to 11 on the Harris Rooftop at Millennium Park. We'll see you there.
Have a great time.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, hang on. We'll get your info.
We're out of time. Again, if anyone wants more information, just go to ChicagoGourmet.org. Everything's there, the schedule and all the events and everything.
Best food and wine show in the country.
And tickets Sunday, still available for the main
event. Still available Sunday for the main event. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you for
really
having us.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, gentlemen, guys. And you, Dane, as well. We appreciate it.
Can't do it without Dane.
Right? A little break, some news, and then more show, Bill and Wendy WGN.